This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. In Afghanistan, the administration of President Ashraf Ghani vowed on Friday to defend its capital, Kabul, from the Taliban, while efforts by Abdullah Abdullah, head of the country's National Reconciliation Council, to strike a local political deal with the Taliban, seems to be gaining momentum. A senior government official told VOA, speaking on condition of anonymity, that the government is bringing its forces from across the country to Kabul and placing special forces in and around the city. By Friday evening, the Taliban claimed to control 18 out of 34 provincial capitals in the country. The Afghan government has not denied that claim. The government in Kabul seemed conspicuously absent from public view as a steady stream of news of Taliban advances dominated the news and social media. Calls to government spokespeople went unanswered. WhatsApp messages went undelivered or unchecked. Meanwhile, National Reconciliation Council head Abdullah Abdullah made an emergency return to Kabul to meet with President Ghani. The head of the High Council for National Reconciliation had been in Doha, Qatar, since Tuesday to meet with representatives from the United States, China, Russia, and Pakistan, as well as Taliban officials who have maintained a political office there for years. A former spokesman for President Ghani, Najibullah Azad, told VOA that Abdullah had brought back a proposal for a political deal. He said Ghani and Abdullah met for hours. Azad said Abdullah was expected to fly back to Doha either Friday night or Saturday morning to discuss Ghani's decision with the Taliban. More on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.